This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg, and it is time for The Puzzle. We'll start with last week's challenge from Will Shortz. He is the puzzle editor of The New York Times and also Weekend Edition's puzzle master.
Take the phrase no sweat, N-O-S-W-E-A-T. Using only these seven letters and repeating them as often as necessary, make a familiar forward phrase. 15 letters. What is it?
Well, most impressively, more than 1,600 of you figured out the answer. And our randomly selected winner this week is Allison Haskins of Oxford, Ohio. Congratulations, Allison.
Thank you very much, Susan.
What is the answer to that challenge?
Waste not, want not.
Waste not, want not. How long did it take you to figure that out?
My husband and I work on these together, and it wasn't until late Wednesday evening that we finally came up with the answer.
Lengthy teamwork, then. Sounds
yes.
Like you really worked it. Tell us what you do in Ohio.
I'm a civil engineer for the City of Hamilton Public Works Department.
Oh, terrific. Do you deal with any waste not, want not on that job?
All the time.
Yeah. I understand that playing the puzzle on air has been on your bucket list for a while. Is that true?
I've been playing since postcard days, probably when you were doing it originally.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good for you. Listen, before we go on, let us welcome the puzzle editor of The New York Times and our puzzle master, Will Shortz. Morning, Will.
Morning, Susan. Great to play puzzle with you on the air again.
Thank you.
And Allison, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Will, is there any puzzle-related item on your bucket list? Or maybe you've just taken care of all of the feats that there are in puzzledom?
Well, I'll tell you my current obsession. I've now played table tennis for 90 consecutive days, and my new goal is to play every single day this year.
Oh, you're amazing. What is it? Are you ambidextrous or right arm only or what?
Oh, I'm right arm.
Well, let's play a different game right now. You ready, Allison?
I am.
Okay, we'll go.
All right, Allison and Susan, every answer today is a word or phrase containing the consecutive letters A-X. I'll give you clues and anagrams to the answers. You tell me the answers. For example, if I said new, N-E-W, plus axe, to make smooth and malleable, you would say waxen.
Right. Oh, sure. Right? Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, do go on.
All right. Number one, moi, M-O-I, plus axe, equals a self-evident truth.
Axiom.
Oh,
that's right.
Nice, so quick.
Number two is Roth, R-O-T-H, plus axe, equals part of the body between the neck and the abdomen.
Thorax.
That's it. Mince, M-I-N-C-E, plus axe, to make a premium cable channel.
Cinemax.
That's it.
You are a whiz.
Your next one is Rolls, R-O-L-E-S, plus axe, to make the lead singer for Guns N' Roses. It's a two-word answer.
Oh, gosh.
A flower figures into this.
The last name is a flower.
Oh, you better tell me, Susan.
I think it's Axl Rose.
Axl Rose is it. Good. Amber, A-M-B-E-R, plus axe, equals a 1930s heavyweight boxing champ. Hmm. Two-word name. Hmm. First and last name.
Max Baer?
Good.
Max Baer, good job. Main chef, that's M-A-I-N-C-H-E-F, plus axe, equals an office item for sending documents long distance.
Fax machine.
That's it. Your next one is silage, S-I-L-A-G-E, plus axe, to make the Milky Way and others.
Galaxies.
That's it. And your last one is others, O-T-H-E-R-S, plus axe, to make a creator of big practical jokes.
Well, I guess that's not my husband. Big practical jokes.
Well, what is in four letters, what is a big practical joke or a fraud?
Hoaxster
is it.
Oh,
good
nice. Oh, that was a good one. And you know, Allison, you are a whiz. I love being on your team. For playing this puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin and also some puzzle books and games. And you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Allison, what is your public radio station?
I listen to two, WMUB in Oxford and also VXU in Cincinnati, which are both part of the Cincinnati Public Radio Network.
Terrific. Well, thanks for being such a loyal listener, and thanks for playing the puzzle this week.
Thank you, Susan and Will.
Okay, Will, what is the challenge for next week when Rachel mercifully returns to this microphone?
Yes, it comes from listener Doug Heller of Flowertown, Pennsylvania. Think of a much-discussed subject in the news. Two words, five letters in the first word, six letters in the last. The letters of the five-letter word can be rearranged to get the first five letters of the six-letter word, and the six-letter word ends in a Y. What's the subject? So again, a much-discussed subject in the news, two words, five, six. The letters of the five-letter word can be rearranged to get the first five letters of the six-letter word, and the six-letter word ends in a Y. What's the subject?
When you have the answer, and listeners, we're counting on you, go to the website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for entries is Thursday, March 29th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include your phone number, a place where we can reach you at around that time. And if you're the winner, we will give you a ring. And you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Susan.